Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our service of worship here on January 2nd, which we are holding as Epiphany Sunday. We wish you a Happy New Year and every blessing in the coming months. In today's service, our homilist is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier, and Bishop Deb is the celebrant. And now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the Sunday of the Epiphany. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him. All nations give him service, for when he delivers the needy, when he calls the poor and those who have no helper, he has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. O God of light and peace, whose glory shining in the name of in the child of Bethlehem, still draws the nations to yourself. Dispel the darkness that shrouds our path that we may come to kneel before Christ in true worship, offer him our hearts and souls, and return from his presence to live as he has taught. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy prophets and the apostles by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant, according to the gift of God's grace that was given me, by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Today's lection presents us with a familiar story, the main characters of which we often refer to as the three wise men. The Magi appear only in the Gospel of Matthew, and they appear as part of the nativity narrative. Matthew does not tell us that there were three of them. That was inferred by three gifts, and from there by religious tradition. The number three was reinforced in a number of paintings and solidified by Hallmark. They are not named in the Bible, but an 8th century chronicle identifies them as Belshazzar, Melchior, and Gaspar, venerated as saints in the church. St. Helena is supposed to have identified their relics in Jerusalem, but this is clearly legend, as Matthew tells us they returned to their own home. What we do know is this. The Magi were Gentiles from Mesopotamia, somewhere in the east, perhaps Persia or Babylonia. Some scholars suggest they were also in Arabia. They are now well known for their learning and wisdom. They were not kings, as some think, but any prospective Persian king had to learn from the Magi and be approved by them before taking the throne. Among other things, they studied the movements of the stars and planets, and they made careful notes. Anything out of the ordinary, they considered to be some kind of omen. This was the case with a star that they could not identify. Since the days of Daniel, the Magi had access to the holy books of Israel, so they were familiar with the prophecy of Balaam, who in Numbers 24:7 had predicted that a star would come forth in Israel. They decided to follow it, not as three solitary figures on camels, but more likely as a large caravan, probably on horses, with soldiers for protection and servants to care for them. Although Matthew presents their story as part of the nativity narrative, it has often been suggested there was a long time interval between the birth of Jesus and the arrival of the Magi. Our two clues are that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus are now living in a house, and that Herod sent out orders to kill all young children under the age of two, not newborn infants. The palace was a logical place to look for a king. Stopping there, they encountered Herod. Herod was not Jewish and knew only a little about the Jewish scriptures, so although he knew there would be a Messiah born, he had to rely on the chief priests and scribes to tell him that it was to be in Bethlehem. The Magi may have had knowledge of Herod and how his paranoia led him to kill three of his sons, one of his wives, a mother-in-law, a high priest, several uncles, and a couple of cousins. They may have already been skeptical when Herod asked them to return and tell them where the child was. All we know is that God warned them in a dream to return home by a different route, which they did after kneeling before Jesus and presenting their gifts. The gifts have symbolic meanings. Gold was the usual gift for a king. Incense was used for sacrifices in the Old Testament, and myrrh was used to anoint a body in preparation for burial, a foreshadowing of his suffering. When Mary and Joseph were forced to flee with Jesus in the middle of the night, there was no time for Joseph to gather the tools that would enable him to support his family. The valuable gifts of the Magi could be sold or traded for food, lodging, and necessities while in exile in Egypt. But back to the Epiphany. The dictionary defines lowercase e, Epiphany, as a moment of sudden and great realization or revelation. It defines uppercase E, Epiphany, as a Christian festival observed on January 6, commemorating the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles in the person of the Magi. In the case of the Magi, the revelation was a mysterious star, a sign of the Messiah coming to the Jewish people, and the realization of the humble circumstances into which he had been born. It is impossible to imagine that their lives were not forever changed. The Magi knew about the Messiah who was to be born, but it wasn't until they knelt before him and presented their gifts that they really experienced him. We have just begun a new year. 2022 lies before us, a mystery, a blank slate. Foremost on everybody's minds is what will happen with the pandemic? If we know where to look, we will see God's hand guiding the scientists and doctors and touching those who are ill. We will see God's work in each of our lives and in our church. We will see God's work in our children and our grandchildren and in the lives of people we have never met. Every time we see the wonder of God, we experience yet another epiphany in our lives. Through illness and health, happiness and sorrow, dark and light, God is beside us. Big E epiphanies. When our knowing turns to experiencing, that is an epiphany. God is constantly revealing himself to us in a never-ending series of epiphanies that lasts our whole lives. Epiphany with a capital E. In the life of every Christian, there comes a moment that can only be described as an epiphany. That moment when Jesus steps out of the Sunday school lessons and becomes real in our own lives. when our parents' faith becomes our faith, when the Savior becomes our Savior. It is the difference between knowing and experiencing. We can bring small epiphanies into the life of others. We can show them that there are people willing to help, that someone will sit beside them and listen to their problems, that there are still people who see the good in others. Perhaps through our small gestures, they will see Jesus in a big E epiphany of their own. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in the faith, God has called us out of darkness into the glorious light of the Son. Let us therefore pray for those who do not yet know the light, and for all those in need of our prayer, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. For the church and its ministry to the world, bishops and clergy, for missionaries and for all those who bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the nations of the world and their leaders, and for all those in authority, for the end to war and oppression, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have not heard the good news for salvation, for those who have heard but have not believed, and for those who have forsaken their faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the lonely and the destined of injustice and discrimination, for the unloved and the forgotten, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick in body, mind, and spirit, for the hungry and the homeless, for the dying and the bereaved, and for all those in need of our prayers, especially. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the saints who have gone before us in the faith and are now at rest, especially. And for all saints on earth who surround us in great fellowship of love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, hear the prayers of your faithful people and guide our thoughts and actions so that your will may be done and your name glorified through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved your mercies with our whole. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My friends, may the peace of the Lord be with you this new year.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring relief to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things. I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.